A government housing scheme which promised to deliver over 20,000 houses by next year has resulted in just over 2,000 homes so far. The Local Infrastructure Housing Activation Fund, or LIHAF, was launched 4 years ago, a £200 million fund designed to enable developers to build homes on lands left unused because of a lack of necessary infrastructure. Sinn Féin want the scheme scrapped, but earlier this week the new housing minister said the scheme would continue. We asked to speak to the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, but he isn't available to us. We asked for a written response from the Department of Housing, but they haven't sent one. Owen O'Brien is Sinn Féin's spokesperson on housing. He's in our studio this morning. Owen O'Brien, why do you want the scheme scrapped?
Well, we're launching a detailed report this afternoon looking at the scheme. And I suppose there are two reasons we're calling for it to be scrapped. It was intended as a fund for developers who, because of a lack of their own funding, needed infrastructural cash. And in exchange for that infrastructural grant, it would deliver some level of affordability, 40%.
When you say infrastructure now, what do you mean?
You would be talking about roads, you'd be talking about bridges, or you'd be talking about some sewage infrastructure. So the idea was you would have had developers, with or without planning permission, who wanted to go on a development but were short of this crucial infrastructural cash. In exchange, according to the department back in 2016, at least 40% of the properties would be sold at a discount rate. The difficulty is if you look at many of the developers who have got this fund, they don't need it. They're some of the larger, more profitable developers according to their balance sheets and their annual reports. Crucially, it hasn't delivered the 20,000 homes that were promised, nor has it delivered any affordability. In fact, in the three schemes where the discounted units have been delivered, you're looking at prices of between 290 and 450,000 euros. So people got it who didn't need it. It didn't deliver affordability. And there would have been better ways of using this 200 million euros to deliver affordable homes. And that's why we're saying, given not only our criticism, but the criticism of the now Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, when he was in opposition, let's scrap the scheme and let's invest government funds in the direct delivery of affordable homes by local authorities.
In the Dáil on Tuesday, Dara O'Brien said that he will, quote, continue to encourage housing delivery supported by LIHAF, that construction of infrastructure and housing has started on many projects and over 2,000 homes were completed to the end of last year. About 40% of homes delivered under LIHAF will be sold at rates which provide a discount on market prices. Up to 3,000 will be social housing homes and the remainder will be sold at market rates.
So the difficulty is, if you look at a number of the recipients of the infrastructure fund, those houses would have been built anyway. Out of my own constituency in Adamstown, for example, there's a significant LIHAF fund there. But the developer in that instance didn't need the money, and you can see that from their annual reports. The crucial thing is this, 200 million euros is a lot of money. If that money had been given directly to local authorities back in 2016 as a rolling fund for the delivery of affordable homes for sale, you would have had over 3,000 affordable homes. And when I say affordable, I mean less than 250,000 euros to purchase. Instead, what we've got is a total of 2,000 homes, none of which are affordable. This is the wrong way to do things. And Fianna Fáil in opposition were very, very critical of Fine Gael's private sector-led, private developer-led approach to delivery of affordable homes for working people. And I think this is a litmus test. If Dara O'Brien isn't true to his early criticisms and continues this scheme, then what we're seeing is Fianna Fáil adopting Fine Gael housing policy. And that's not good news for working families desperate to buy homes at genuinely affordable prices.
Before I let you go, we were talking to Fionnán Sheehan of the Irish Independent earlier on. He was referring to their front page story on the Irish Independent this morning. Now, second TD admits ban for drink driving while a learner. This is Sinn Féin TD Pat Buckley. Should any TD with a drink driving offence now come forward to allow for full Dáil transparency, in your view?
Absolutely. And let me be very, very clear. Driving under the influence of alcohol is wrong, and particularly for public representatives who should be showing leadership, it's doubly wrong. Pat's case was widely reported at the time. He got a 3-year ban and, in fact, hasn't returned to driving, has never driven a car since. That doesn't make it any less of an offence. People lose their lives because of drunk drivers, and it is something we have to stamp out.
Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, thank you for joining us. It's 10 to 8.